Sibonga Nkosi ukuduma kwezulu nokubaneka okudala ukuba sithole nemvula.
We thank you, Lord, for the thunder and for the rain that we have received.
Siyacela ukuthi usiphe ukukhuluma kwakho nonyazi lwasezulwini oluzodala ukuba sithole imvula ngokomoya kusebenzeke ezinhlizweni zethu.
And the thunder and lightning which brings rain. And we pray, Lord, that we may hear your speaking and hear your voice like thunder and lightning, and that it might bring about spiritual rain in our lives.
Amen. Manje ke kukhona ofike kimi wacela ukuba ngithathe le nkonzo.
Somebody came to me and asked me to take the service.
Ukusihlwa.
This evening.
Omunye wayesethi khuluma lokho obukhuluma kamaphumulo.
And then somebody suggested that I should speak about that which I preached about at Maphumulo.
Besinenkonzo likaMaphumulo.
We had a service there at Maphumulo recently.
Lapho kwaqala khona irevival.
There where the revival started.
Ngaqala ukushumayela futhi khona emva kweminyaka engamashumi amane nantathu.
And it's now for the first time after 43 years that I've preached there.
Banjo munye wathi awu khuluma ngalokho.
Or rather, it's 43 years ago that I preached there. And then somebody suggested that I should speak about that.
Ngizofunda ke incwadi kuThithu.
I read from Titus.
Sahluko sesibili.
Chapter 2.
Ivesi leshumi nanye.
Verse 11.
Ngokuba umusa kaNkulunkulu wokusindisa ubonakalisiwe kubantu bonke.
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
Uyasifundisa ukuba sidele ukungakholwa nezinkanuko zezwe. Sihambe ngokuqonda nangokulunga nangokumesaba uNkulunkulu kulesi sikhathi samanje.
It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age.
Asigcine khona lapho.
We'll end reading there.
Lamazwi aliguke elikhulu kabi enhlizweni yami.
These words are very precious to my heart.
Ukuthi umusa kaNkulunkulu wokusindisa ubonakalisiwe kubantu bonke.
That the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared, it has been revealed to all men.
Manje leli gama lokuthi umusa ubonakalisiwe kufana nokubonakaliswa kuvele inyanga nezinkanyezi nelanga.
Now, when it speaks here about the grace that has appeared, it uses the same symbolism or the meaning of the sun, the moon, and the stars appearing.
Uma uphuma manje ubuke ke kuyibona inkanyezi.
If you go out now, it might be that you don't see the stars.
Ngeke uyibone nenyanga.
And the moon.
Nelanga ngeke ulibone.
You won't see the sun.
Kodwa kukhona ukuthi uma sekuphela inkungu usuke amafu bese ubona ukuthi hawu nayi inyanga.
But if the clouds would clear away and the mist, And the skies would clear. All of a sudden, you see, but my, there is the moon and the stars.
Hayi ukuthi inkanyezi bezingekho, nenyanga ibingekho, nelanga likho, kungaba uphukuphuku. Uma ngithalikhi ilanga, ngoba liphi, ngikhombise lona, ngeke ngikhombise lona manje. Bese, kungaba ubulima ukusho ukuthi, alikhi ilanga.
Now it's not that the stars and the moon aren't there, that they had disappeared or that they are gone. It's not that there's no sun. It would be utter foolishness to say, well, because I don't see the sun, it means that there is no longer any sun. There is no sun. And I'd say, well, show me where is the sun. I can't see it. And then say, because of that, it's not there. So there is such a thing that you do not see it.
Kodwa kube kuhle uma kuvele uma ebonakaliswa izinkanyiso zezulu, inyanga, ilanga, inkanyezi zibonakaliswe.
But then how beautiful, how wonderful when they appear, when they are shown to us and we see the lights in the sky, the sun, moon and stars. So there was a time when the grace of God was hidden and where people couldn't see it, where it was utter darkness. Where a person becomes depressed. Where a person's way is dark.
But
then the times turn and the earth turns and then the sun appears and it shines in its brightness and it shines upon all men, not just upon certain men, but it appears to all men.
Manje kuthwa umusa kaNkuluNkulu, umusa kaNkuluNkulu olukhulu kunelanga nenyanga nezinkanyezi.
Now here, it speaks about the grace of God. The grace of God which is far greater than the sun, the moon, and the stars. Incomparably great. And it says that this grace of God has appeared to all men.
Futhi kungumusa ophilisayo.
And it is grace which brings about life.
Kusindise.
It saves.
Njengelanga libulala amagciwane, libulala izinto ezimbi, idali ukuphila.
As the heat of the sun kills off germs and bacteria and it brings about new life and growth.
Bathole ezinye inhlanzi ezisemgodini phansi emhlabethini laphi ilanga lingafinyeleli khona.
They found fish very deep beneath the earth, there where the rays of the sun never reach.
Kwatholakala ukuthi amehlo enhlanzi zivalekile. Zimpumputhe aziboni ngoba kukho azihlangananga nokukhanya kwelanga.
And they found that those fish are blind because they've never met up with the light of the sun.
Ukukhanya kwelanga lidala ukuphila.
The light of the sun brings about life.
umusa kaNkulunkulu lapho lufinyelela khona lidala ukusindiswa.
And when the grace of God reaches, it brings about salvation.
Uma wena ucindezelekile uphumputheke bubunyameni awuboni lutho kusho ukuthi usemgodini lapho ukukhanya komusa uNkulunkulu kungafinyeleli khona.
So if you are depressed, if you are stumbling about in your blindness and in darkness, then it means you are in a pit, you're in a hole somewhere where you do not see the grace of God, where the grace of God is hidden from you.
Usechibini noma usobishini lodaka lapho uxova khona udaka ubhukuda odakeni lwezono.
You're in that lake or in that miry clay where you are busy trampling around in your mud and the grace of God doesn't reach you.
In your sin, ubumunye, bitterness, resentment, bekhona maqhubu,
grudges,
bekhona inzondo,
hatred,
ikanuko zenyama,
carnal and sexual lust,
dakamizwa,
drugs,
ukungahloniphi,
not showing respect,
ukungalaleli,
disobedience.
Pilo yakho ikuloko nje ekuboleni.
That's what your life is like. It's rotten.
Kodwa sibonga uNkulunkulu ngoba kubonakalisiwe sekuvele lokho bekungaveli obungekho empilweni yakho.
But we thank God that His grace has appeared and that has now appeared which was absent from your life.
Bonakaliswe umusa wokusindiswa.
Where this grace which brings salvation has appeared.
Lapho qhamuka lo musa kuvela ukusindiswa njengomuntu osindayo esifweni wena uyasinda ezonweni zakho.
Where this grace reaches, it brings about salvation. Just where as the sun reaches, it brings about health and it brings about a cure, so you are cured from your sin.
Lo muso bonakalisiwe uyasifundisa. Akusiyo into efile, kuyinto ephilayo. Kuyasifundisa njengothisha efundisa ingane.
And this grace is alive. It teaches us as a teacher teaches a child.
Fundisa ukuba sidele ukungakholwa nezinkanuko zezwe.
It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions.
Sihambe ngokuqonda, qonde ngqo, uqonde njengothi lomkhonto. Uma ngwaqondi, kusho ukuthi awukabonaka, alikabonakaliswa kuwe.
And it teaches you to live uprightly, to live a straight life. And if your life isn't as straight as a die, then that means you haven't yet seen this grace. You haven't yet met up with this grace.
Ngalo musa kaNkulunkulu, uphile leyo mpilo esile kulesi sikhathi samanje esiyisigwegwe esonakeleyo.
Through this grace of God, you live an upright life. You live a self-controlled life in this world that is so perverted, this crooked and depraved generation.
Kodwa uma uthi usemseni wenkosi, kodwa awusindi kulezi zinto ezingasile, uyayikhohlisa. Ngiyakudansa. Uyadlala wena. Uyaganga.
If you say that you are in the grace of God and you're not saved from these things, you're not made well spiritually from these things, then you are just playing the fool.
Ngithi ke zikhona inkungu, kukhona mafu okufihla okukhanyayo esibhakabhakeni, khona esibhakabhakeni.
I said that there are clouds and there is mist which hides the lights which are in the sky.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu ke ngomoya ongcwele oshuba umnyama oshe neinkungu oshe namafu ukhanye ba.
Now the word of God, acting and operative through the Holy Spirit, dispels all darkness. It dispels those clouds and that mist so that it's totally clear, crystal clear.
Kuthwa kukhona isikole eGerman.
They said that there is a school in Germany.
Uthisha Nhloko ubesile.
That had
a strict kondisi ingane engavumi nokuthi kwenziwa into engasile.
Which had a strict and an upright principal who wouldn't allow the children just to get up to mischief. He would discipline them.
Futhi ube nehlo elibukhali uma kukhona ogangayo.
And he had a very sharp eye. If anybody would get up to any mischief, he'd be very quick to catch that person.
Behluleka yini ukumqondisa empeleni abanye abazali bekungafanele ukuthi babe nenzalo babe nezingane ngoba bakwazi nokuyiphatha nokuyiqondisa.
And at that school there was a child that was totally corrupt and incorrigible, and I don't know why the child was like that. Perhaps the parents didn't bring it up properly. There are parents that shouldn't be, that aren't fit to be parents, that shouldn't have children because they don't know how to bring up the children.
Lengane ibifaka nabanye umoya omubi. Njengezinye ingane zisuke thela abanye ngophoyizeni. Ngomoya omubi fake ifundiso ezingasile.
And this child influenced the other children, some of the other children, and would poison them with this child's poison. I could get some children, they spread their evil teachings and their poison, and they defile other children around them.
Kuze kube tholakale nezinye ingane ezibolisa isikole sonke njengemvubelo encane.
And then you get some children that can defile a whole school and poison a whole school, just like you get a little bit of yeast that works through the whole batch of dough. And you can find the same in a nation, where the nation as a whole might be wholesome and upright, but then you get a few that start influencing the others and they spread their evil teachings, and very soon you find that the whole community, the whole nation is corrupted.
Zimzonda lo teach.
And so some children had hatred started to develop towards that principle in their hearts.
Ngolunye usuku uthisha Nhloko ubedinga ukuthi ahambe abuye ebusuku.
One day the principal had to go somewhere and come back late at night.
Ingane zezwa ukuthi uhambile uzobuya ebusuku.
And the children, the learners, had heard that the principal was going to be away and only come back at night.
Uma esebuya ebusuku kakhulu ngenhlanhla waphatha induku yakhe walking stick ibinohlonzo inkulu qinile isinda futhi waphatha yona wahamba ngayo.
So late at night the principal came back home. Now fortunately he was walking along with his walking stick, which was quite a thick, stout rod, quite heavy.
Uma edlule thi uyangena ejalidini, badlule lapha la kulalwe khona ema-dormitories. Ehamba ngenduku yakhe nje, kwase kuphuma njengebhomu.
And as he was walking along, going around the corner, going past where the dormitories were, towards his place, all of a sudden, there was a loud explosion.
Induku yakhe yafa kuma mapisisi isesandleni sakhe.
And his rod, his walking stick that he had in his hand, was smashed to pieces as he was holding it.
Kanti uma esehlolisisa bekhona unokhaka lwensimbi hayi oncane lwamagundane lolo olukhulu olungaka olukwazi ukubamba impungushe nqume juqu umlenze wempungushe uma kungena ikhanda kunqumeka ikhanda lenyamazane enkulu uma zingena iqhume lento benamazinyo athi hlangane bekuphunyuke nomuntu uma ingena khona ungaqhuma amathamba akhe nqume kumlenze.
And when he investigated closer he saw that it was a trap, a steel trap with steel teeth. A big trap, not for a rat or for a mouse. It was for that you used to trap game with, where for foxes or big game, if it would be trapped in that, it would cut off the head. If you would put your foot in there, you wouldn't get free again. It would actually amputate your leg.
Aike, ngakusa sekuseni. Waqoqa zonke ingane.
The next morning, he gathered all the children together.
Ethubani obeke lolu noxhaka lapha.
And he said, who has put that trap there?
Lutho. Athakayiveze lo noma labo abakwenze lokho. Cha. Akekho velayo. Akekho wazi.
Who put that trap there? And there was no answer. And he kept on asking. He said, who has put that trap there? Let them come forward.
Uyazika inhliziyo engenawo umusa kaNkulunkulu. Imnyama buqe igcwele uSathane qobo lwakhe.
Now you know that a heart that is devoid of the grace of God is pitch black, and it is filled with Satan himself.
Futhi inhliziyo yomuntu yoba mnyama njalo, mnyama buqe. Uma yona ingavumi ukuvulekela lo musa, ngoba lowo musa ubonakalisiwe manje umhlaba wonke, kodwa kukhona ukuthi umuntu acimeze kukhona ukuthi umuntu ayivala ikhonke inhliziyo ukuba lo musa kaNkuluNkulu ungafinyelele enhlizweni.
Now it is possible that a person closes his eyes to the grace of God, even though it's appeared to all men, but that he closes his eyes to it, that he cannot see it. It's possible that a person closes his heart, that the grace of God cannot penetrate. And for that reason, unless a person opens up his heart, it will always remain black and dark. And instead of a person looking at that grace, opening his eyes and looking at it, a person turns his back upon it. So nobody came out at the school. And whatever the principal said was to no avail.
Ezinye ingane kunokuba zisukume zime ngenyawo zithi.
And some children, instead of them getting up and speaking out, they kept their mouths shut.
Eyiningi ingane zesikole ziqalekiswa yikona lokho.
Many school children are cursed in that way.
Esikhundleni sokuthi umele iqiniso, hayi, uzothula uvala umlomo, kanti uvala umlomo usuhlanganyela leso senze sibi somuntu.
That instead of a person, instead of a school child standing up for the truth and standing for that which is right, they'll shut their mouths, they'll zip their lips, and in that way they identify themselves, they associate themselves with the evil deed of that person.
Ngokuthula, ngokufihla, usuyayihlanganisa nemsebenzi yobumnyama.
And because of your keeping quiet, and because of you hiding away those things, you are identifying yourself with that person's sin.
Hayi ke nangempela umuntu akayivezanga, akekho omunye owakuvezayo, kwambozeka, kwaze kwakhohlakala. Ingane yaqhubeka esikoleni, yaze yaqeda isikole.
And so they didn't come out with it. The person who was responsible didn't come out with it. Nobody else who knew about it said anything about it. And so the matter passed by. And they actually forgot about it. And that child was responsible for that, even finished his schooling career and carried on.
Haige. Eziningi izizwe ezimhlophe uma ziqeda isikole zingena ebusosheni.
Now, with certain nations, when the children leave school, they have to do their national service in the army.
Waya emasosheni.
So he went to the army.
Yasuka impi.
And then war broke out.
Wangena empini.
And he had to go and fight.
Uma isesempini wakha wanyathela phezu kwebhomu laqhuma phansi kwakhe lamnquma imlenze iy'nyawo zakhe zombili juqu.
And there on the forefront he stepped onto a landmine and it exploded underneath him. Both his feet were smashed to pieces and he lost both his feet.
Yababhlungu leyo nto ngoba ngeminyaka ephambili imjovo ayifani nemjovo yanamuhla namaphilisi anamuhla aqeda izinsuku. Emini nasebusuku bekuthi nje izinsuku imjuntu imhlaba. Kube ngathi uzwa nenzwane, uzwe nesithende sonyawo. Kanti akusekho lutho kwanqunywa, kwalahlwa.
And he experienced excruciating pain. And those days, anesthetics weren't as well developed as they are today, and painkillers. So he experienced terrible pain, a pulsating pain, and he was as if he could feel his toes and his heels, even though they were non-existent, they were amputated.
Kodwa uthi ngaphezu kwalobo buhlungu bekubuhlungu kukanembeza wakhe. Unembeza wakhe umtshela ukuthi hey, usakhumbula esikoleni uqonda ukulimaza uthisha, yayikhumbula inzondo yakho, unoqhaka owalibekayo, ubuqonda ukumlimaza uqhumisa ithambo lakhe. Kanti uNkulunkulu uthi lokho okuhlwanyelayo uyokuvuna. Wena ubuthi ulimaza yena, kodwa uphumelelanga kulokho. Namhla sekunqunywe iinyawo zakho.
But worse than that excruciating physical pain that he endured was the tormenting of his conscience, where he was reminded of that which he had done at school, where he had tried to harm his principal, where he wanted to trap him in that trap and harm him, that his foot perhaps would be amputated. He didn't succeed in that, but now he had to experience that, where he lost both of his own feet.
Kushukuthi ungenza into embi, uyiduduza ukuthi angibanjwanga, kodwa unembeza wakho ngeke ukunike ukuphumula imini nobusuku, uzucimeze nomphela. Kuyilokhu unembeza ukukhumbuza ukuthi uyayikhumbula leyo nto, uyakhumbula lowo muntu owamlimazayo, uyakhumbula lowo muntu owambulalayo, uyakhumbula kulokhu uzihushulwa leso siso.
And for God has said, that which you sow, you will reap. And so you can do something that's evil, and you can be successful in that, and not be caught out. And you can go and say, well, I got away with it. But your conscience will never leave you at peace. Day and night, it will remind you, and it'll come back to you about those evil things that you've done, and how you've harmed that person, and how you've committed that abortion, and those different things, those evil things that you've done.
Nembeza bulakuye khuluma ukuthi ye izwi lenkosi litho okuhlwanyelayo uyokuvuna ubuthi awubonwa ngamuntu, kanti inkosi yakubona. Inkosi ibikhona, inkosi amehlo ayo ayephezu kwakho.
And his conscience reminded him what God had said, what you sow, you'll reap. And where you thought that nobody saw you, God's eye was upon you. God saw you, and he'll see to it that you reap accordingly.
Uthisha Nhloko ngazo lezo zinsuku wathola incwadi.
And the principal in those days then received a letter.
Wayibuka, wayibuka, awuqhamukaphi. Sandla sikabani lesi, wayivula.
And he looked at the letter, at the envelope, wondered whose handwriting was this, and then he opened it.
Wayeseqala ukufunda.
And then he started reading.
Thisha Nhloko ohloniphekayo.
Dear principal,
iminyaka eminingi bengiduduza, ngijabulisa ukuthi angibanjwanga esenzweni sami esibi esinyanyekayo.
He said, for years I was happy about the fact that I was never caught in that abominable act that I performed.
Lolo noqhaka lwentsimbi yimi ngalibekayo khona lapho.
He said, it was I who had placed that steel trap there.
Benkosiwe ukuthi usomandla ubona konke.
And I'd forgotten that the Almighty sees everything.
Akukho lutho okufihliweyo emehlweni akhe.
That there is nothing hidden to his eyes.
Nokuthi kuzofika usuku lapho ngiyoguma phambi kwakhe ngiziphendulele kuye.
And that there'd be a day where I'll have to stand before him and give an account of my life.
Manje uNkulunkulu sekudalulile.
Now God has revealed it.
Ungivezele ukuthi lesi senzo sami besi sibi kangakanani.
And God has shown me how evil and how abominable that act of mine was.
Esikhundleni sokuthi ngiqume imlenze uNkulunkulu uyijikisile indaba wagcina wayiqhumisa kimi.
And instead of me amputating and cutting off your leg, God turned the tables around and instead my feet were cut off.
Athi ngiyayisola. Ngiyayisola manje.
And said, oh, I regret that which I did.
Kuleso skhathi bengaqondi engikwenzayo. Kodwa namhla kusile kimi. Amafa sukile, inkungu sukile, ukhanya ba engakwenzayo.
He said, in those days, I didn't understand what I was doing. But he said, now, it's dawned on me. The clouds have cleared away. It's crystal clear to me. I see it very clearly what it meant and what I did.
Manje ngiyathanda ukuthi ngiveze ububi bami.
And he said, now I want to expose my evil.
Ngicele intethelelo. Uxolo, Thishanhloko.
So, dear sir, I ask you and I beg you for your forgiveness.
Ngicela ukuba uThishanhloko aqoqe isikole sonke abatshele ngami.
And could you please gather the whole school together, he said. And tell them about me.
Bavezele ukuthi yimi engakwenzayo lokho.
Tell them it was I who had done that.
Nokuthi lokho okungehlele kungubufakazi bokuthi uNkulunkulu uyathambela isono noma siphi. Umuntu akwenzayo uyokushwanyela ngeke uphunyuke uzothola isijeziso sikaNkulunkulu esenzweni sakho owasenzayo.
And that which has happened to me, my experience is testimony to the fact that God visits the sin, each and every sin that a person commits. God will visit that sin and give a person according to that sin. You won't get away.
The wrath of God. Die toorn van God. Sal kom. Al kom dit ook een bietjie later as wat jy verwag het. Maar jy moet daarmee reken. Dit kom. Tensy dat jy jou sonde belei aan die lig bring. Rechtmaak met God en die mense en gewas word in die bloed, in die dierbare bloed van ons meester.
Ulaka lukaNkulunkulu luyeza, luzokwehlela futhi, noma ngabe luphuza ukufika, kodwa luyeza, ngeke uphunyuke, ngaphandle kokuba uvume leso sono sakho usidalule ucela intethelelo kuNkulunkulu axolele akuhlanze ngegazi lakhe ngale kwalokho wokwazi ukuthi ngeke uphunyuke
iBhayibheli lithi intukuthelo kaNkulunkulu ibonakalisiwe nayo phezu kwakho konke ukungalungi komuntu. Kusho ukuthi lolo laka luzoza phezu kwakho ngaphandle kokuthi uphuthume uphephele esiphambanweni lapho uJesu waqalekiswa khona, walinyazwa khona ukuba usinde ngaye.
The word of God also says that the wrath of God has been revealed from heaven against all that godlessness upon you, unless you escape to the cross, to that place where Jesus was crucified at Calvary for your sake.
Okunye ngiyakushiya ke ngenxa yokufushi besikhathi, angithandi ukuthi sihlale isikhathi eside kakhulu.
Now the rest I will leave just because of time. I don't want us to be here for too long. There's just one more matter which I'd like to touch on.
Le ngase England. Siyasuka manje eGermany, siya England.
Now we go from Germany to England.
Ngasokwini lo lwandle eNorwich.
At the coast at Norwich.
Bekuhamba uyise ehamba nendodana yakhe encane encane.
A father was going along with his small boy.
Leungane bekusekude ukuthi iye esikoleni.
It was still long before that child was even to go to school.
Uyise ube nobuso obuvukele kubomvu khebu.
And the father had a big, puffed up, round face.
Ube isidakwa.
He was a drunkard.
Ah, ube puza, epuza. Ugoloko njengenhlanzi, puza manzi.
He drank like a fish. It was a fish gesoep.
Umndeni wakhe wonke ubulamba.
His whole family went hungry.
Uhamba nomfana omncane umbamba ngesandla.
And as he was going along with his small boy holding him by his hand,
umfana omncane wathi, "Hawu baba, ngilambile. Ngicela isinkwana noma ikokombane nje ibhanisi."
He said, "Father, I'm hungry. Could I please have a piece of bread, even if it's just a bun?"
And the
father just ignored and carried on walking.
Lengane encane ithi, "Baba, ibelesele. Ngicela ukuthi unginike isinkwa."
And the young boy kept on at it. He said, "Father, please, could I just have a piece of bread?"
Uyise athukuthele, ayithethe isingane yomfana, athi, "Thula, Achman, fusek, inhlamba iphume."
And the father was angry and scolded the child and swore at the child and said, "Shut up and keep quiet and stop nagging me like this."
Hambe kuhambe ithule ingane, "Baba, ngicela ukuthi uthengele isinkwa."
And after some time, the boy said, "Daddy, please, can't you please buy me a piece of bread?"
Uyise wavukwa ulaka, itya ukufa, amehla abe njengamehla emamba, wehluleka ukuyibamba, wayithatha ingane,
And the father became so enraged, so furious,
that he took that child and he swung it over the cliff into the sea. And carried on walking. Muttering at himself. And this boy was there in the sea and about to drown. And by the grace of God, God sent a big log or a plank, piece of driftwood, and it came closer to this little boy so that he could hold on to it and not sink.
Lomfana wesikole wathi bengazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ubona konke. Ubona konke uNkulunkulu. Wayibona nalengane encane phakathi kwamagagasi omhlaba.
Now that schoolboy in Germany didn't realize that God is all.
Oh yes, sorry, you're right.
Didn't realize that God is all seeing, but God saw what he did, and God also saw this little boy here in the sea in England.
And
so this little boy hung on to this piece of driftwood, even though some of the breakers broke over his head. The boy's name was Tom.
Kanti khona lapho na isikepe esidlulayo. Isikepe sempi. Esigcwele amasela angamasosha olwandle.
And then a boat came by, a military boat full of naval military people.
Kuthi babuka ngamafarkeke. Bebuka how ini leyo nto. Akwa ngathi khona ezandle impili. Kwenze njani? Bashesha behlisa isikepana esincane baphuthuma ngekhulu ijubane beya khona.
Full of sailors, and as they were busy scanning the coast through their binoculars, there they saw something drifting, and they could see like human hands onto that piece of driftwood, and they wondered what was that. So they quickly let down a smaller boat from their big ship and sent it to go and investigate closely.
Bay toba, lingane, bay bampa, bay kipe manzini, bay fag eskepini. Kote izbi isip tag isipeli.
And they fished that little boy out of the water, put him into the boat and then into the ship. And the boy at that time was already very, very weak.
Captain, why booze uti? Kamalako. Lingubani, wathi Tom.
The captain asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Tom."
Wathi kwenze njani ukuthubela ilwandle? Asakhumbuli lutho. Khathele kakhulu. Asakhumbuli lutho.
And
wazigama lakhe.
He said, "How did you get into the sea?" But he couldn't remember a thing. He was so exhausted, so tired, that he couldn't remember anything except what his name was.
Ay, bayigeza ingane ngamanzi afudumele, bayifaka embhedeni.
And so they washed the little boy with warm water and then put him into a warm bed.
Nakusasa amasela athi soyimukela lengane. Ube ingane yethu. Iyokhulela la isikepeni.
And then the following day, the sailor said, "We're adopting this child now as our own. It'll be our child, and he'll grow up here on the ship."
Bamkhulisa uTom, bazama nokumfundisa.
And so they taught him and tried to teach him.
Uma esekhula khula kancane, but asimisele esikoleni. Bamisa khona fiko elokhuzini ebhayi ethe kulitheku lakhona. Bamhlelela bamenzela isikhwama ukuthi afunde.
And they brought him up, and then as he got a bit older, they decided to send him to school. There in a certain harbor where they landed, and they put together a fund so that they'd be able to send him to school.
Uthomo wakhula, waze waqeda umatric, bamkhokhele njalo imali yakhe yesikole.
And Tom grew up, eventually even completed his matric, whilst they all the time were busy funding his studies.
Uma iseqedile umatric, wathi ngiyathanda ukuthi ngiqhubeke ngezifundo zami, ngifundele ubudokotela.
And then, when he had finished his schooling, he said that he wanted to continue these studies and he wanted to study medicine.
Nangempela wafunda waze wathola iziqu zakhe zobudokotela.
And indeed, he did study and eventually he got his medical degrees.
Uma ise udokotela ogcotshiwe, wathi ngibuyela khona esikebheni ngizoba udokotela wabo.
And once he was fully qualified as a doctor, he said that he wanted to go back to that ship and he wanted to be their doctor.
Nangempela waba udokotela wabo.
And that's indeed what happened.
Kanti khona lapho sekusuka impi.
And then war broke out.
Ngelinye ilanga bahlangana nesinye isikebhe sezitha badubulana. Kwalimala abaningi.
And one day there was a battle at sea with them and an enemy ship and many got hurt.
Abanye bafa.
And many died.
Baletha balimele kuya kuyu Tom, Dr. Tom.
And so they brought those who were injured and wounded to Dr. Tom.
Kwase kulethwa nabalimele kulesi skepe esanqotshwayo esezitha.
And they had defeated the enemy ship, and then they brought their wounded as well to him.
Ngoba bamhlophe abelungu banomkhubo ukuthi uma belwa belimaza isitha besifika singakafi abavunyela ukumqedela bazomthatha bamnese bamise esibhedlela bamlaphe.
According to the Geneva Convention, if anybody is wounded at war, then you're not allowed to just finish them off and kill them off, so you treat that person as well as you can and try to heal them.
Yazi phela ukuthi abadala ukuthi bebenze njani, ngise ingane ngikhumbula kahle.
Now you know what the older people would do. I remember this still very well as a child.
Uma belwa abantu,
people would fight.
Omunye kithi eplazini wasinda ngoba ukhona umakhoti beseduzana. Lapho jaho umuntu omkhonto emhlaba ewa phansi, umakhoti wabaseduze kunesitha wayiphosa phezu kolimele, isitha samyeka ngoba kwaZulu uma wesifazane eyiphosa phezu kwalo limele bebenganakumthinta lo ophansi kwakhe.
Now, when the Zulus fight, they finish off the enemy if they get the opportunity. But in this particular case at our farm, what happened was the one person was chased by somebody else who had a spear and he was wounded. But what saved his life was that a woman came and she cast herself on his body as he lay wounded. And that is against the Zulu custom. You can't injure that woman.
No, or the man. You can't kill him and finish him off. If a woman has cast herself upon him, she saved his life. By a they won't touch the woman. They didn't touch a woman. Bebe kwenza. Bakwenza manje goba sebe fundiswa makomanis.
Well, they do it now because of communistic influence.
The communists have taught them just to kill a woman and a child. The Zulus didn't do that. Umake wesifazane iphosa phezu kwakhe alale phezu kwakhe ubezothatha umkhonto wakhe ahambe umsindisile lo muntu.
And as she cast herself on him, that woman, the person that was pursuing that enemy would leave him, take his spear and go away. She saved his life.
Kodwa uma kungekho kowesifazane uzovela mqedele ngomkhonto. Uma esekhiphe umkhonto suligasi emlonyeni noma dabula isisu thatha isibindi sikuphisi ancele igazi. Kodwa namhlanje ingakwenzi ngoba seninodla ingculaza.
And now, in those days, they would finish the enemy off. If the enemy lies there, they'll come with their spear, and they'll finish the enemy off, and then they'll lick off the blood from the blade of the spear, or they'll maybe cut open the person and cut off a piece of the liver and eat that. But if they do it today, you'd get AIDS.
Now in Zulu, if a person is very courageous, you don't say, oh, he's got the nerve or this or that. You say, he's got the liver. Unesibindi. That means he's courageous, he's a man. Now you know why. Okay, asikushiyeke lokho. Batatake laba bezitha balimele bayilethe kudokotela Tom.
So let's leave that there now. They took those wounded from the other ship, the enemy ship as well, and they brought them to Tom.
Kanti kulaba abalimele khona olimele kakhulu.
And amongst those who were wounded, there was one who was very, very seriously wounded, very badly wounded.
Udokotela Tom wamtatazelela, wazama ukumsiza ebona ukuthi lo muntu uyafa.
And Tom did his utmost to save his life as he saw that this man was busy dying and losing his life.
Akazi ukuthi kanjani kodwa lo muntu bengasuki engqondweni yakhe. Bamehambile nakabanye athi kazi ukuthi lo muntu usenjani. Abuye aqonde kuye athi kunjani, ngingakusiza ngani, awenze kanje noma kanje.
And even though he would go about his other duties and tend to the other wounded, but this man couldn't or didn't leave his mind. Every time you would think about him again and you would go back to him and find out how he was and whether you could help him still in any other way. Asking him, how are things? Can I still help you? Is there something I could do for you?
Lo olimele kakhulu wabona ukumtatazelela kwakhe wathi dokotela ngithanda ukubonga kuwe.
And the wounded person, as he saw how the doctor was treating him and really going out of his way, he said, "Doctor, I'd like to say thank you to you."
Wathi dokotela akukho engakunika kona.
The doctor, there's nothing I can give you or say thank you to you through.
kodwa nginebhuku la ngineBhayibheli ngithanda ukuthi ngikuphe lona kodwa dokotela ifundisise lencwadi uzujule kuyona ngoba mina bengisona esikhulu kabi kodwa ngathola umusa kuNkulunkulu ngaphenduka.
He said, "Doctor, all I can do to say thank you to you is to give you this book, to give you the Bible. But read the Bible, read it carefully, and go deep, study it." He said, "I was a terrible sinner, but God has shown me grace, and I found grace in His eyes." God helped me through this book, through the Bible, and I got converted.
Ngiyathanda dokotela ukuba ngikuphe iBhayibheli lami kodwa ngithembise ukuthi uyolifunda ulifundisise.
So doctor, I'd like to give you my Bible, but I want you to promise me to go and read it and study it very carefully.
Udokotela wamthembisa wathi, "All right, ngizokwenza."
And the doctor said, "All right, I'll do it."
Hayi, ahamba udokotela abuyele kuye. Akuvumi ukuthi ahlukane naye. Kodwa uma yisefika wabona ukuthi hayi, kwangathi usemshikashikeni. Kukhona okumhluphayo. Kukhona okukhona.
And then he went on his way. But he just couldn't forget that man. Every now and again would go back to him. And then, when he went back to him, he saw that there was something troubling this man. There was something eating away at him.
Udokotela lo, umhedeni, mhedeni, mhedeni. Abanye balu, abelungu, ningathi bakholiwe. Bangabahedeni, abazilutho. Aka, udokotela kaze, alifunde iBhayibheli nakanye.
And now this doctor was a raw heathen. He knew absolutely nothing about Christianity. Many black people think all whites are Christians, but it's not the case. He knew nothing about the Bible.
Dr. Tom was a statistician at the university. Agazi lutho ngeBhayibheli. Funde ngomzimba, ngomphefumulo, kodwa ngezwi likaNkulunkulu lutho.
Now, Dr. Tom had gone to university. It studies medical studies, learned everything about the human body, but he knew nothing about the spirit, nothing about the word of God.
Abuye athi, akukho yini ofuna ukukhuluma na? Ngoba ngibona ungathi kukhona okukhathazekile, okukhathazayo, okukhluphayo.
And he said, "Tell me, is there nothing that you want to say? Because I can see that you are deeply troubled."
Athi yebo kukhona.
He said, "Yes, there is."
Wathi dokotela.
He said, "Doctor."
Sekuyiminyaka eminingi.
He said, "It's now for many years."
Ngenze into embi.
It's now many years ago that I did a terribly wicked thing.
Sengavuma konke kodwa lento ayingayivumi inzima kakhulu.
Said, "I've confessed everything else, but this thing is so terrible, I've never confessed it."
Athi bengihamba eBeach. Nginendodana encane.
Said, "I was walking along on the beach with my little boy."
Bengisidakwa. Konke ngakholayo bekwehla la impinjini zilamba ingane zami.
Said, "I was a drunkard. I would drink or spend all the money that I had on booze and my children went hungry."
Uma ngihambe elwandle ingane yami emncane Tom wathi, "Baba, ngilambile."
And he said, "As I was walking along on the beach, my little boy Tom told me, 'Father, I'm hungry.'"
Nathukuthela. olakeni lwami ngamthatha ngamjikijela ngamphose phakathi kolwandle.
And he said, in my rage, I became so angry that I threw him into the sea, into the waves.
Waphelela khona wafela elwandle.
And that's where he ended. That's where he drowned in the sea.
Kodwa kuze kube namhlanje noma sengakholwa. Ayangihlupha lento. Unembeza unike ukuphumula.
He said, until today, even though I've become a believer, this thing doesn't leave me. It troubles me continually.
Hawu udokotela asukathi Nomzane, lento yenzeke kuphi nendawo?
He said, sir, where did this happen?
Athi le ngase Norwich.
He said, there at Norwich.
Wathi leyo ngane oyiphoselwandle igama lengane beliyini.
Said, what was the name of that boy whom you threw into the sea?
Zehla inyembezi ekhehleni zehla. Wathi bekuthom.
And as tears streamed down his cheeks, he said it was Tom.
Udokotela wathi, hawu, kanti wena ungubaba. Ungubaba wami.
And the doctor said,
ngoba yimina engiwuthomi.
He said, are you my father? Are you my dad? Because I'm Tom.
Wasuka wamgona. Noyise wamthela ngenyembezi.
And they embraced each other where his father wet his son with his tears.
What are ye kumusa kaNkulunkulu olungaka olubonakalisiwe phezu kwabantu bonke naphezu kwami ukuba ngingakafi ngihlangane nawe Tom.
And he said, oh, amazing grace of God. This wonderful grace of God that has been revealed to me and has appeared to me, that I could see you as my son, still alive, before I died.
Wathi Tom, bengisona esikhulu kabi, kodwa ngahlangana noJesu, wangithethelela, wangihlanza ngegazi lakhe, wangisindisa. Kathi Tom, le uncwadi engakunikayo qinisa ukuthi uzoyifunda usuku nosuku ujule kuye uyo ukuba usindiswe nawe. Wathi, baba, ngiyakuthembisa ukuthi ngizoyinikela kuJesu, ngiyokholwa nami. IBhayibheli lizoba incwadi yami sengiyokholwa yona.
And he said, Tom, there was no greater sinner than me in this world. And yet I met up with the Lord Jesus. And he forgave me my sin. He cleansed me. He saved me. He said, Tom, promise me that you'll read that book that I gave you, that you'll study the Bible, that through it you can find salvation. And he said, Father, I promise you that I surrender my life to the Lord Jesus as well. And I'll study the Word. And from now on, I'll serve the Lord Jesus.
And this book will be the light for me to follow. Uyise wamomotheka ubuso bakhe kwangathi kuyakhanya ibonakala inkazimulo ijajuliswe lendaba isimaka.
The father smiled. It was as if his face was radiating the glory of God at the joy of this which he heard.
Utom wamkhona uyise wambamba laphe sambamba kwaphuma umphefumulo wafela ezingalweni zika Tom.
And Tom embraced his dad, and as he was holding him, his father's body slackened in his embrace. His soul left his body, and he passed away in Tom's arms.
Unkulunkulu yakuvezela lo musa nawe kulomzuzo. Ungawufulathela, ungawunyathela ngenyawo zakho, ungayivala ikhonke inhliziyo uthi cha okwakho ke lokho. Isihogo singesakho ingunaphakade. Uzofa ngaphandle komusa kuleli nakwelizayo.
Now this grace of God has appeared to you as well. God is presenting, he's offering it to you as well.
Right now.
Right now. And you can take that grace and trample it underfoot. Or you can turn your back upon it. You can harden your heart and close your heart to that grace of God. That's up to you. And then hell will be yours for all eternity. And there won't be any grace for you in this world as well as in the world to come.
Ungaba yisiyula, ungaba yisilima sokugcina uma udela umuso ngakho.
You'd be the greatest fool if you reject such wonderful, such great grace.
Umusa kaNkulunkulu omkhulu ubonakalisiwe phezu kwethu sonke, noma India, noma iColorado, noma iShayina, noma iTaiwan, Taiwanese, noma uhloboni, unsundu, umhlophe, ibhunu, ungisi, noma yini, ubonakalisiwe kithina. Uzovulela lo musa isango lokuphila kwakho na hliziyo yakho, usho njengo Dr. Tom ethi baba ngiyakuthembisa ngiyophenduka nami ngiyolifunda iBhayibheli kholwe yilona.
And this amazing grace of God has appeared to all men, no matter which race, tribe or language you might be. This grace of God has appeared to you. Are you going to open up the door of your heart, of your life, to God, to this grace that God is offering to you right now? Just like Tom said, he said, Father, I promise you that I am going to surrender my life to Christ. And I'll take this book, I'll study it, and it'll be the light that leads and guides me in the rest of my life.
Kube umusa ongifundisayo ukudela izono, izikanuko zenyama, lelizwe konke ukungakholwa, namathele ngihambe ngokuqonda.
And that this grace would teach you to deny all ungodliness, all worldly lusts and worldly passions, and to live uprightly and self-controlled in this world.
Ngizwile ukuthi bekumhlangano wama ashes namhlanje. Nina ningama ashes. Anoqhuba lo musa, nibonakalise lo musa kwabanye abantu.
Now I heard that today the ushers had meetings. So you ushers as well need to show this grace and reveal this grace of God to others.
U-Dr. Tom wamsiza uyise, noyise wasiza yena, wahlangana nomusa ukuba nawe uzosiza abantu bahlangane nomusa uNkulunkulu.
Tom helped his father, and his father helped him, that he could meet up with the grace of God. And may it be like that, that you help others as well to meet up with the grace of God.
Asithobe amakhanda ethu.
Let's bow our heads.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuzwa ukuthi lubonakalisiwe lubonakalisiwe umusa wokusindiswa kubantu bonke.
Thank you Lord that we could hear that your grace that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
Kwangathi lo nalowo phakathi kwethu angalimukela ngezandla zombili kungabikho zoyikhonke inhliziyo yakhe ayivala cimeze kodwa avule kabanzi ingaphakathi lakhe ukuthi umusa kaNkulunkulu ungene usebenze.
Lord, may it be that each one of us would accept and welcome that grace with both hands. Not that we'd harden our hearts and close our hearts towards it, but that we'd open our inner being, that your grace may enter in.
Sebenze ngomangaliso phakathi kwethu, ukuba sisizakale, size sikwazi nokusiza abanye.
Work in an amazing way, O Lord, in our lives, that we will be helped and in turn be able to help others.
Amen.